CQ. Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4NC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant suppression of amateur radio, this net is called at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters, also via Echo Link node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Sir Peter's an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. Sir Peter's owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer the frequency you're invited to check in. To announce some bulletins for the net, if so, call WG4MC or Net Control. In the roll call, want to monitor when this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to mail the net for the right you portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with W2AMD Andrew, Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred TR, N4IEI, Miss Island TR, KG4PFI, Don, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, they're in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, AA4GH, that's Gus in Rocky Harbor, looks like Northland, KI4LZI, Andy Table Rock, NC9V, Leron in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy Hendersonville. KC4W Bill Anderson. KQ4MSD, that's David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. KA3WPP, Howard Piedmont. K4OSH, Pat Malden. KM4RJN, that's John Brown Summit, North Carolina. KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor. KG4WMD, Landon N. Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go straight to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'm being negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
There's 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Appreciate stopping by. Tell Bernice we said hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. Additional stations, go back through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 Internet, slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If the suffix of your call sign begins one of those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
In Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, everybody, and 73s to everybody. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Twitter's Team Internet, right, welcome. N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Hope you and the family are doing well. K4UBD, that's Jan in Talbert's Rest. Appreciate you stopping by, Jan. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Well, please check in November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. This is N4VUT, Jamie over in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
M4VUT, that's Jamie in Titanville. Appreciate stopping by. All right, we'll slide down to the Mid-South Medical Group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta Group, A through D. If the suspect server your call sign begins one of those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Hey, Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Warshoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73s to you, and all on the net.
4MC. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, UIQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4MC. Please check in, KI-43-JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Twitter's team internet, well, nice. Welcome, KK4DMW, that's Rick. And he brings along KK4ONO, his wife, Lorena. There in Piedmont, and via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Michelle, she's in Warshoals. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello, hope you are doing well. KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley, appreciate stopping by. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY, they make their home in Easley. Gary, tell Joy we said hello, hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MZ.
KI4WCA, Michael in West Asheville, in and out.
On KI4WZA, that's Michael in West Asheville. Appreciate stopping by, Michael. All right, we'll slide down the next South Medical Group, which says Echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. The suffix of every call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Matt. Thanks.
WG4MC. Looks like you got a good net going. Chase, you getting us together, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. His name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Matt. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on that.
Twitter's Team Internet. Life welcome to KO48K X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate stopping by, Patrick. KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. AK4HR. That's Mike in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by, Mike. Additional stations Echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've got an Echo Link station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-ins at Echo Link. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, that Echo Link station, if you don't have transmit capabilities, just send me a text message, we're going to have you get you checked in. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The suffix every call sign begins with those call letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James in Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4MC.
Matt, please check in KQ4KTU, That's Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. This is Scott in Hendersonville, and I have no traffic and no comments. Thanks for calling the net, and 73 is to everyone on the net.
For MC. Check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
G4 MC. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James out there in the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. KQ4KTU, that's Scott in Hendersonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Scott. Hope you're doing well. KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Team Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papa group, M through P. This is stuff that's every call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
John.
MC, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Nick and Tom. Check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, joining in the mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening to you, Matt, and everybody on there. Check me in and out, please.
We're at Team Internet, my 12, N4, NLR, nothing like radio. That's Jim in Greenville, appreciate it. It's Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
From KO4PXC, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. Sorry, man, I skipped right over you. That was my fault, and I apologize. Alright, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looking for check-ins. We're in the big group. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looking for check-ins. We're in the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. WG4MC now securing the phone portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in all stations. We wish you to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Raichu, so we'll go one more call for check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet or do some Raichu, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I am negative and negative. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all. KI4, GOD.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, by 12, KI4GOD. That was Scott in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Looks like we got another Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, Matt, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and Annette. Negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, much welcome. KA4PQA, that's Stephen in Greenwood. Appreciate you stopping by, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. All right, one more call for check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, that silence means we have everybody this evening, so stand by just a second, I'll send the old net report.
T, now it's the Kansas Blueberries 2 meter net with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal AMGs. 7-3, and good luck. WG4C, clear.
PR and 4ZLK.
Getting ready to send you. Wait a minute, there it went. It's in 0GR chain. Yeah, I got the same noise level, S10 or S9, and sometimes over. Hear him in the background. I just got it fired up there. Congratulations on that one on 17.
Very happy. I dialed it in and was kind of listening around to what the other people were, where they were transmitting back to him on, and I just went up to, sent my call, and he came right back to me.
Boy, he was strong, and that helped me out a lot. Now, I have them from previous de-expedition, but this is a different team, so I always go back and work them again. But the only two bands I don't have them on is 10 and 12, and you ain't going to hear that at night more than likely. But I haven't really been trying during the day. But I see it says CY9C is up 2.5 on 3523 right now. But if I can't hear him strong, and I can't with that noise level down here, I don't even think, let me kick in the... in my beverage antenna. Sometimes it works real well, but it's only cut for 40. And you can hear them plain as day sometimes when you cut that in. But I don't think it's been working right for a long time. They're pretty simple to build. Bill, N4IQ, he does bulbs, beverage on the ground. But they need to be, 500, 600, 700 feet long.
That's a long strand of wire.
And I was going to tell you the other day, referencing wire, I should give you a piece of it here. It's 7 strand, but it's insulated. Without going over there and pulling out the sheet of paper, I cannot tell you the name of it right now, but the wireman knows what it is. And if you ever put up a wire antenna, that's what you want to get, or call me and I'll look that up and get you the number of it. I mean to tell you, that stuff is tough as nails. And that's what I made all my last antennas out of. I tried putting up 160 vertical, and Chad actually helped me put it up, and it broke in about 2 weeks. Now, I know other guys that's run copper-clad steel for years and never had any trouble, but I'll never try it again. It's a pain to handle. It's kind of like handling a slinky. And this other stuff is 7 strand, and it's very easy to handle. It's extremely durable and strong, and I think you put one up, it'll last for many, many years, Shane.
We'll definitely get with you when I'm ready to do something like that. I only have 2 wire antennas here. One of them is, I picked it up from the daughter of the guy that used to, he managed the Mount Mitchell repeater. And Connor, my son-in-law, K4HNR, he worked with her out at North Greenville University, and he had passed away, and they were had some stuff at the house they were going through, and Connor and I went over there, and it was just a little dipole antenna. It had a label on it that said HF Buddy, but I can't find anything on it. It's supposed to work all bands. It's got some coax that goes to twin lead, and then it, you know, goes up to the wire in the middle of it, divides it in half. Resonates perfectly on 20 meters, but I can work all of bands except 80 with a tuner. And then I built a little 49-to-1 box for a 80 meter N-fed half wave, and I bought a wire. I actually bought one chameleon antenna, N wave half, half, how do you say it again? N fat half wave, there we go. And it came with 130 foot wire, and I tried it on both boxes, the one I built and the one it came with, and it resonated better with the box that I built, so that's what I'm using.
Well, I have a super loop over there I'd give you. I don't know how complete it is. Let me shut this tuner off. I'm going over to the big Wyndham and see if I can hear that guy any better. Still got a terrible noise level. But I give it to you. I think it's made out of THHN, which is 17 strand, I think. It's been years since I used that. But it's pretty darn tough. I don't know that there's a Fallon with it, but I might have one over here in the junk. And you're very welcome to it. And I think it's got the ladder line on it. I don't think it's got the Fallon on it. But if I got that other Fallon over here, it's good for 1,500 watts, and you can have it, too, if I can find it over there. Shane, I'm almost positive it's in the big cabinet over here. So, I heard somebody transmit there. But anyways, you're welcome to come and get it anytime you want. We'll dig out what I got. They work great. I just polished off, I think, the last piece of my custard pie. And boy, was it yummy. Sent Patrick home. That sucker got the first two pieces of a German chocolate cake tonight. What do you think of that? The wife didn't even tell me she baked one.
I can't believe he took the first two pieces, but I hope he left you some. I'm sure it was good. And don't you limit yourself to one piece of pie a day. I thought you already had one earlier.
6 years old, and first of all, I claim the Fifth Amendment, and second of all, I claim senility, because I don't remember that. Are you referencing around my midday snack?
You earlier saying something about having a piece of custard pie. But I tell you what, I would do the same thing. It would be hard not to. Anytime Beth makes stuff like that, it's hard to stay out of it.
For me, I didn't even smell that German chocolate cake being made, and she gave Patrick two pieces of it to take with him. And he was kind of a hurry tonight. They're having that try-on club meeting up there. Oh, wait a minute. I said, we talking about German chocolate cake. The last one we had, we took up to Chris. He likes real sweet stuff. And she hadn't made one since. And I'm not fond of coconut. But most people are. But I did sample it, and it's awfully good. It just, it hadn't been out of the oven very long. But Patrick's on a diet, so I think you better give that to Gary tomorrow. On the way to the ham fest.
Here, you two.
you better not eat that, Patrick. You better give it to Gary. I talked to him a while ago.
Down and give it to me at lunchtime.
Not even worthy of me breaking my diet for a day.
You got the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says.
Now, Tom, I had lunch with Patrick this week, and he was really good on what he ate. He's a stickler. He's sticking with what he said he would do, but I can't believe that he took that pie. He probably, those two pieces of cake. He probably didn't want to offend Miss Bernice.
His conscience. Well, he's supposed to get home with one for his wife, but I know he doesn't when we give him the oatmeal cookies. They never make it home, I don't think. But Jerry said he ate out with him in the last couple of days, and he had a piece of, or a hamburger steak with two eggs on it. Barf. And Patrick.
And it looked good. good there, Tom. I like steak and eggs. And it was more like a hamburger and eggs, but it was still... I've had hamburgers with eggs on it before. It's really good.
That's... I never could go for that steak and eggs stuff. You see it advertised. It. I believe Waffle House even got it. But no, I don't even like the thought of the sight of that. But at any rate, good for you, Patrick. But be careful and don't overdo it. I've heard some of those diets kind of going haywire. Brother-in-law was on that one low-carb diet. Oh, man. It can get out of hand. I think Chad was on it once, and it got out of hand.
6 weeks now, and I feel great. And, yes, I watch it. And, like, this weekend, going to the Ham Fest, I was already planning on not worrying about it because it's too hard to worry about when you eat out like that. So I'll get my fill tomorrow.
Good. He's doing a good job on that. On that way of eating, and it, I know it's helping him. So as long as you don't overdo it, you know, but it's good. I've got a friend at work that's doing the same thing. He's 6'6", and he's lost, he's lost about 50 pounds, and he looks really good. It's the only thing that's worked for him so far.
Talked to him before, 14035, Patrick. I don't know if you can go there or not. His name's Dmitry. It's Russian. He's coming in real clear. Yeah, I heard Patrick was doing real good on his, like to the tune of about 35.
Made it to 35 yet. I'm right at 30. So, getting there. Doing the best I can.
So... My gracious, that's great. Well, this piece of pie didn't agree with my tummy too well, and I don't know why. I just took a magnesium pill and a vitamin D. I almost bet you that's what it is that ain't agreeing with my stomach. Oh, I was just listening to this Russian, but I just talked to him about a week ago. But I bet you Shane can work him.
Wouldn't be that second piece of custard pie that's upsetting your stomach. It must be the vitamins.
The German chocolate pie on top of the two custard pies.
Little thin sliver. I just wanted to taste it, Patrick. And I'd rather throw the coconut in the ditch. I don't care much for that.
You send it my way because I like coconut. German chocolate cake is my favorite cake. So I'm looking forward to trying it this weekend.
He likes it, too. He likes sweet stuff. But it's so darn far up there, it's hard for us.
You two gentlemen have a good evening. I'm going to have to jump out of here so I can do my closeout for the day and take care of my business stuff. But good to talk to both of you. And Tom, you and Bernice have a great day. And thanks again for the eggs and the German chocolate cake. Elise and I will enjoy that. They both made it home, so she'll get her half.
Well, that's great, Patrick. Hope you enjoy it. I heard something sad tonight that Chad lost Casey. Oh, I love that doggy. Did you? I thought maybe I was hearing Shane talking to that Russian, but it's somebody else, I think. Did you happen to talk to Chad tonight, Patrick?
Very, very brief. He was busy with the presentation and all that stuff, and then afterwards dealing with other people, so I didn't get to talk much other than say hello, goodbye.
Okie doke. Well, I'm just glad to hear you're doing okay. But I don't know if anybody didn't love Casey. That's sad. I knew he was getting pretty old and crippled up there. Anyways, talk to you later, Patrick. I'm glad you jumped in there. Enjoy tomorrow. I had a nice talk with Gary tonight, and we did a lot of reminiscing. 73's Patrick. Back over to you, Shane, if you're there.
Patrick, have a good night, you and Elise, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks for jumping in. I'm going to go soon, Tom. I can hear this Russian guy, I think. I was trying to copy him while you guys were talking. I was trying to copy him and listen to both of you, and it was a little difficult on both ends.
It is. It's hard to watch TV and copy Morse code, but sometimes you can. Getting older now. All right, Shane. I'll let you go. I'm glad to hear you tonight. I talked to this guy just not very long ago, about a week, I think. And those Russian operators are good. You might be able to get him. He's got that echoing sound. I think he's probably coming over the pole or something. 73, Shane, and good night. I'm not going to be good for much longer. I got a doctor's appointment in the morning, and I'm almost sure he's going to say, CT scan or MRI now. But I don't want to let my kidneys go. That would be bad. I hope he can get them stopped from declining. In 4ZLK in 0TR73, Shane.
Enjoyed it tonight, and hope everything goes well with your appointment in the morning. And good night to you and Miss Bernice. N0TR, N4ZLK.